You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
7 Central African Time. Let's welcome Abai Sensegeche Zuma with a hearty Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you're on the platform of the Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, sir, we have Lucalo on the board. Yes, sir, he's got all the EQs right. He's got the hybrid right. Yeah, he does it right, I think. And yes, I tell you, a program that you can relax and enjoy, inshallah, after dinner mints, hosted by myself, Shafaat Ahmad Khan. Looking forward to Maulana Salim Karim shortly on the family room, where he'll be discussing staying away from fitna and its benefits. Drive in with Anwar Qasim from 8:30 to 9. Anwar will be looking at the iconic edition of the BMW 3030i. 50 million Mercedes-Benz produced, people. Hey, how many of you had Mercedes-Benzes in your family or your uncle, aunties? I don't know, grandfather also drove it. Microsoft Cloud and VW, what's happening with them? 1 million public charging stations are needed by 2024. So petrol cars are going out. Electric cars are coming in. Muslims, Muslim news, inshallah, this evening. Our special guest will be Abu Bakr. See that? And the Travelers Express with Ibrahim Vadacha. A huge quarantine bill for South Africans. The spicy city. Buy a spicy, man, sir. Yeah. No, I'm giving you the wrong clue there. The spicy city, you should know where it is. There's a cheaper travels after Greyhound. Open discussion where we'll be identifying the fake from the genuine in the travel industry. Let's welcome our very own, Maulana Salim Karim, who, mashallah, adds value to Arka Sahaba, who adds value to the slot, the family room. Maulana Salim Karim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me how you're doing this fine, beautiful Tuesday evening.
We should not buy me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant you and all of us and all our esteemed listeners are here with health. And Allah Ta'ala keep us sane and keep us in the right frame of mind. That's what sukoon is. That your mind and your heart is at peace. Stay close to anything that reminds you of Allah. Stay close to anything that reminds you of Allah.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Ma ba'du a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. The world's greatest wireless connection is prayer. Subhanallah. You need no wires. You need no remotes. The world greatest wireless connection is prayer. This is how you connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct. Close to anything that reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah. Utlubu al-khayr min hasani al-wujud. Achche chehre se khair ko umeed rakho. You know, when somebody has a smiling face, a welcoming face, then this great goodness comes out of that person. Utlubul khaira. Seek goodness from whom? From those who have a smiling face, a welcoming face. So, respected brothers, you know, we clean our house before we invite someone. This is a normal thing. We do spring cleaning. We clean our house before we invite someone. We must clean our hearts if we want to connect with Allah. So, respected brothers, we will go through lots of tests in our life. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will test us. And in this zamana and time that we are going through this phase, so much of fitna that Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a description that before Qiyamah there will be so much of fitna in the ummah. It will be like taking a tasbih and you break it on one end and you hold that tasbih upright, straight. One after the other, the tasbih will fall down at a terrific speed. If you try to even grip one or two, you won't. That's how fitna will prevail in the ummah. Test, trial, tribulation, azmaish. So, respected brothers, the greatest thing that we should ask Allah, the dua that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. O Allah, I seek refuge from trials outwardly, inwardly, publicly, privately. O Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-fitan. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from all types of fitna. Whether it's fitna of wealth, whether it's the fitna of children, whether it's the fitna, so many types of fitna. The abuse of elders is another fitna in society. The fitna is problems with children. The fitna is family business. Look at the dispute, the anger, the court cases. The biggest fitna is inheritance issues. We haven't given the rights to those who are deserving. وَآتِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. Wherever Allah has asked you to serve and distribute, give them their rightful share. So fitna can happen in good families also, not necessary. These types of activities happen in poor homes, illiterate homes. No, this fitna can prevail in good families and good homes. And we see it openly today. So what should your reaction and my reaction be to make this dua? Okay, Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman. اللهم ثبتني على الإيمان واجعلني هاديا مهديا. Cry to Allah. اللهم ثبتني على الإيمان. Allah, keep me steadfast in Iman. Allah, keep my Iman salamat. Allah, keep my Iman protected. جددوا إيمانكم. Fortify your Iman every day. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله. اللهم ثبتني على الإيمان وأمتني على الإيمان. Allah, let me die with Iman. As Bari Ta'ala says in another verse, قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. Allahumma sabbitni alal iman. Allah, keep me steadfast. Sahaba ikram were great admirers of Rahmatul Lil Alamin. Every aspect, Rasulullah's physical aspect, they could describe Rasulullah in the most beautiful words. In Tirmizi Sharif, there's this beautiful hadith, Shamaili Tirmizi, that the Sahaba ikram are describing the forehead of Rasulullah, the eyes of Rasulullah, the hands of Rasulullah, the feet of Rasulullah, the nose of Rasulullah, the style of walking of Rasulullah. Such beautiful words. They were very observant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So they observed a few strands of white hair on Rasulullah's pitch black beard. Subhanallah. And they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, why almost like 15, 16, 17 strands, different riwayats of white hair? Obviously, it will be outstanding in a beard that is fully black. Subhanallah. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, how is it that your hair has turned white? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah's one ayat in Surah Hud, where Allah is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Ya Rasulullah, be steadfast on deen and haq as we instructed you. Can you imagine that responsibility, that fikr, that amanat? فَاسْتَقِمْ. Why? You must ask Allah every day, istiqamat. Allah, keep me steadfast in deen. Protect me from fitnas. Today, there's two great fitnas in the world. The fitna of wealth and the fitna of women. We have to deal and interact with women sometimes. So what's the Shariat Masla? Rasulullah said, I have no other worry for my ummah. The greatest worry and concern is that, you know, a woman will definitely lead an intelligent person away from deen, and shaitan will be there to assist. That's my worry. Don't play with fire, you get burnt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my worry is about two fitnas. One is about wealth and one is about women. See? Because they have the capacity to turn the mind of a brilliant scholar. Never mind how pious you are, how intelligent you are. They have the art of doing it. So Hudud sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied 1400 years ago. So if you sometime you have to react and interact, then lower your gaze. Please, you have a customer that comes who is not dressed appropriately, she is not necessarily a Muslim. What is Shariat hukum? It's a fitna. Lower your gaze. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men, lower your gaze. That's the test of your iman. You know, you, after the person is gone, you're closing your eyes. You say, kya hota hai? At that moment, Allah is testing your iman. Such a beautiful woman. And you turn your face away. My Allah, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, turn your face away. Lower your gaze. So subhanallah, great test. Number two is to avoid secluded encounters. Never be alone with a woman, whether it's in the office, whether in a car, wherever it is. Yes, your mahram is something else. But if she's a ghair mahram, avoid secluded encounters. Where does zina start? Does anybody do all this in public? No. Start, say, in the office. In the secretary's chambers or the boss's chambers. After our staff is gone, where does all this fitna start from? So, farmaya, avoid secluded encounters. Thirdly, as women, don't speak softly, but with an appropriate speech. When you talk to men, see, Allah has kept sweetness in the voice of women. And they speak so beautiful. Inna minal bayani la sehra. There are some people, Allah has given them such beautiful speech that when they speak, aashiq ho jaoge, you fall madly in love. For a woman, when she speaks to a man alone over the telephone or she is engaging to buy something, do not speak in a flowery tone. You're inviting, slowly injecting the poison. Slowly. Don't speak awfully. Then appropriate speech. See? Interaction should be purposeful. If you have to interact, there must be some good in it. Always take a mahram with you. Take somebody with you. Ittaqu mawaazi'ukum. Aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, stay far away from places where you can be falsely accused. See? If my car is parked in front of a club, everybody knows Moana's car. I must have found a parking day and I've got some work on the opposite side. But if somebody sees my car parked near a club, first evil thought will go in, what is Moana doing? For my ittaku, daro, stay far away from places where you can be accused. In the zamana of fitna today, this is what we need to do. Trust each other or treat each other with dignity and respect. So respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us a beautiful deen. We will be tested day and night, 24 hours. As long as your iman is protected, you look after your gaze. Surah said, you guarantee me safety and protection of two pieces of flesh. In your body, I will guarantee you Jannah. One is a piece of flesh in your mouth, which is your tongue, and one is between your legs, which is your private part. It's where the greatest fitna of the time is now. So we need to make dua. Allahumma inni, Allah, don't put me through a test. Rabbul Alameen, we will fail the test miserably. You know, there was a pious man, Shafat Bhai, to stay in the Kabristan. So all the town people said, Hazrat, what are you doing in the Kabristan? You should be in the city, giving hidayat to the people. What are you doing here in the Kabristan? Ye shahri khamosha. This is a silent city. Your presence will be more beneficial in the city. How? He said, Hargiz nahi. I will never come. So he asked him why. So he said, Shehar mein haseeno ka aalam hai. When you go into the city, the marketplace, the mall, there's lots of fitna of women, attraction, beauty. Haseeno ka aalam hai. And this is the most beautiful word. Sometimes we think our iman is strong. You know, no woman can turn my head. No one can tell me I'm strong as a lion. See what this pious wali of Allah said. Jaha kichir hota hai, where there is slime and mud, slipperiness, waha haathi bhi pisal jata hai. Even a huge elephant which is 2 tons will slip and fall. Fala tu zakku anfusakum. Allah Pak is speaking very clear. Don't claim to be a big waliullah. I'm very pious. My iman is very strong. My heart is very clean. The shaitan put this waswasa. Falatu zakku anfusakum huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. Allah Ta'ala knows best. So our dua to Allah Ta'ala should be on a daily basis. Allahumma inni. There's so much of fitna. I'm just taking only one aspect. Maybe next week we'll talk about the fitna of wealth. When we accumulate wealth, and how we make zulm, how we have pride, how we treat people, how we address people, just because I have something little extra that Allah has given to me. Sake of making shukr to Allah, being humble. We become this arrogant Fir'aun. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. And people like that, Allah Ta'ala makes their nose kiss the ground. We'll talk about that next week, inshallah. But for now, the greatest fitna is women. So how do you protect your... As I said, lower your gaze. So make this dua. Allahumma ja'alni hadiyan mahdiya. Allah, make me firm in my faith. Guide me. And make me a means to guidance. Allah must take the work of deen from you and me. I must be a da'i in Allah. I must invite people with my akhlaq, with my manners, with my approach. I should be an inspiration to the ummah. What a beautiful dua. Waj'alni hadiyan. Oh Allah, guide me. Mahdiyan. And make me a means to guidance. Yes, we'll have difficult time. You will be tested. There will be. Hey, Meri Mawla, mujhe gunah ka mauka na de. Allah, please don't give me a chance to make gunah. Allah, protect my izzat. Dua karo Allah. So in difficult times, what must dua must be? Ke Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahl. Oh Allah, there is no ease, but what you make easy. It is only Allah who will protect you. You place your trust in Allah. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahl. Oh Allah, there is no easiness. What you will make easy for us. وَأَنْتَ تَجْعَلُ الْحَزَنَ. And oh Allah, you can make sadness, grief, worry, stress. إِذَا شِئْتَ سَهْلًا. If you wish, Allah, you can make it easy for us. But don't despair, don't give up, don't throw in the towel. Keep reading this dua. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهل. Oh Allah, there is no ease. People can tell you this, do this, do that. But if Allah doesn't will it, it's not going to happen. The whole world can get together. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Is what Allah, you make easy for us, that will become easy. Wa anta taj'al al-hazan. And Allah, it's only you who can make our grief and sorrow, if you so wish, sahla, make it easy for us. Lastly, you see, when Allah blesses you financially, don't raise your standard of living. That's what we do. We'll buy a new house, we'll buy a new car, we must change the furniture. See, there's nothing wrong. The furniture you bought, alhamdulillah, 25 years, and some of the mothers and wives are so particular. They have that furniture, it's an antique, 40 years old, 50 years old. It looks brand new. You can't get that wood. Those woods came from India, from the jungles. So strong. See? And if you look at that furniture today, it's like brand new. No, but because now, alhamdulillah, I've got a business now, I've got extra money. So when Allah Ta'ala blesses you financially, don't raise your standard of living. Raise your standard of giving. This is what Allah wants from you. When Allah has blessed you with wealth, then open your hands towards generosity. Dete raho is a saying in Urdu, and I love to quote it. Dete raho aata rahega. The more you shall give in the path of Allah, the more Allah will open the floodgates for you. The more you give, the more you will get. So when Allah blesses you financially, don't raise your standard of living. Raise your standard of giving. See? And don't go broke. Some people, they are poor, but they want to boast and act as if they have lots of money. Don't go broke trying to look rich. Some people you find like this. They can't afford it, but they will go and buy that because they want to prove a point. The last words, as I said, don't buy a $300 bag to have nothing in it. We find this, mashallah, every woman has got a handbag. So they are worth lots of money. I'm not trying to take out false, but there's a lesson here. that don't show off. Make shukr to Allah. Humble yourself. Don't buy a $300 bag and have nothing in it. A 10 rand bag and have $290 in it. More you give, the more you will get. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah protect us from the fitna of wealth. Allah protect us from the fitna of women. May Allah give us tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مَوْلَانَا سَلِيمُ كَرِيمُ sterling nafsiya, and Allah bless you as usual. And inshallah, I'm looking forward to pertinence punctuated tomorrow with you. And I think I will be repeating the... I will go to part two on the topic of cultural differences in the house of Islam. Maulana, you really do a lot of research and you come out so powerful. And Allah has blessed you. You know, you have a mannerism that goes down so well with so many people. And I get many calling me and telling me, Shafaat, definitely we appreciate you bringing Maulana Salim Karim on your segments. Maulana, once again, I embrace you, I celebrate you, and I love the Quran and I love the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I love you for the pleasure of Allah, Maulana.
I mean, may Allah accept all of us, Shafaat Bhai. And really, our esteemed listeners, really, they make us proud in the sense that, alhamdulillah, they are benefiting, and alhamdulillah, Allah is changing their lives around. And maybe this will be our sadaqah jariyah in the akhirat. You know, Ameen. We can stand together as a team in front of Allah and say, Bari Ta'ala, we tried our best to speak and deliver the message. Allah, whether it's accepted by you or not, today is the day of faisla. Bari Ta'ala, we have full yakin that you will forgive us and grant us entry into Jannah. That's my one wish for myself and for yourself. Ameen.
Ameen. Ameen, Maulana. And you know, we got a lovely captain in the Maulana, our Mufti A.K. Hussein, and Allah keep him too. Go well, Maulana Salim Karim. I'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, sir. Time for us to go to the marketplace. And when we get back, I will be driving in with Anwar Qasim. Let's go do some shopping.